we got on the beach, we met a lieutenant that used to be with us. He was with us in Sicily, lieutenant there. We met him. "Hey, lieutenant, how you doing? How you doing?" Some guy come running up and said, Lieutenant, the machine gun up there is cutting the hell out of G Company, cutting G Company apart." So my sergeant says, "Millie, get on the gun." I got on the gun, I set the gun up, and we looking. He says, "See if you can spot him." And all of a sudden I spotted him. About 200 yards, and I'd say maybe about 30, 40 feet higher than me. He wasn't firing at me, he was firing down across. So when he opened up again, Germans, when they fire fast. They don't fire like we do. Of course, they change their barrels and their machine guns in seconds. So ours is a pain. Now I think they changed. We had to take the whole gun apart and screw the barrel up and put another barrel.
They would melt the barrels?
They would get hot. They'd fire like the Germans. We only fired a burst of three or four. The Germans put their finger down. They didn't run 100 off. Because they just push a button, the barrel falls out, and then boom, they put another one. And we couldn't do that. We had to take the whole gun down, screw the barrel off, put a new barrel, tighten it up, and then loosen the three clicks. So when they fired, I picked them up. I let about 10 rounds in there. That something could never fire anymore. He didn't fire no more. Somebody, infantry got up, you know, a rifleman got up there, and they walked over, and they looked in the hole. They didn't, no signal that there was anybody in there. They just looked in the hole and walked away. And after I stopped firing, some other guy picked me up. And that's when he knocked the front sight right off my machine gun. I lost two.
Were you right on the beach or where were you?
Right on the rock pile. Then he told us to get the hell off the beach. I was ready to go.
About what time was this?
Oh, about 7 in the morning. Then after we get up there, that's when we only made 1,500 yards. But we were supposed to go 6 hours and set up a roadblock. Never made it. Then we even hit the hedgerows. That was a pain, those damn things.
Did you have tanks with you?
There was one tank by us on the beach, and he wasn't firing. All he was doing is when our colonel came up, he's banging on the end of the damn tank with his Tommy gun. "Fire! Fire!" And all of a sudden the hatch, you know, the top would open up, and they were throwing out you can't call it a box because it's the shape of a round. What they had them packed in was they had to make them waterproof. They had a big scoop on the back of it. Came up like this, not like that, so they could go in the water. So once they got on the beach, they had to take the shells out of the packing case. And that's what we're throwing out. And the colonel was hollering, "Fire!" And he's hitting the tank. Then we got up and we went up the hill. We got up the top of the hill, we lost a couple of guys there. Erdman got hit there. I think it was Hoffman got hit. Cheseldine got killed. Alabama Sam, Sepola, he got blown up all the time. I think he put, what the hell was he carrying? Bazooka ammunition or anti-tank grenades he put on. He stepped on a mine and blew him, and he's gone. Cheseldine, he should have been there. Found out later on what happened to him. He got hit in Africa in the head. See, when you go to hospital, you're still in your outfit, same outfit, till you get reclassified. But with him, he gets hit in the head, but when he found out that the outfit went back to England, he came back to the company. But he should never been there. He should have sent his rear end home. So he got killed on D-Day. He got killed. That's it. We found out later on, one day we were in the hedgerow, and the old man, the company commander, came over. We were behind the hedges and all. He came over, we got the little stove we used to carry, and I have coffee. We all had coffee. Then he started talking. He said, "Cheseldine got killed on the beach. I don't know, a grenade or a shell went off close to him. And his head. Didn't hit him." That's when he found out he had a silver plate in his head.
He had his
silver plate that said they didn't discharge it, but they sent him back over there. Bastards.